I'm Jack Howe, host of the new Barron Streetwise podcast on business and investing. Each week we hear from company chiefs and analysts about profound changes facing investors. We've heard from Disney's Bob Iger about the future of movies and theme parks, CVS's Larry Merlo about stores providing more health services, and Ford's Jim Hackett about how the pandemic might change the car business. Subscribe to Barron Streetwise on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, May 28th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. It's the end of the school year, and while thousands of college students still don't know if their fall classes will be held on campus, those lucky enough to have gotten a scholarship have another hurdle to face, a surprise tax bill.
Your dorm or any sort of housing or food or transportation, any of those funds that you use for those expenses can be taxable.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Francesca Fontana. Coming up, she'll tell us about some groups that are working to get Congress to relax those rules.
Robotics, artificial intelligence, augmented reality. The future is here. Listen to Tomorrow, Today, with the Wall Street Journal's Future of Everything, the podcast that takes you to the front lines of science and tech and shows you what's coming next. Look ahead. What do you hear? The Future of Everything from the Wall Street Journal. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
For many students living on a tight budget, a scholarship can mean the gateway to a higher education. But taxes on their scholarship funds can catch them by surprise. Wall Street Journal reporter Francesca Fontana is here with all the information. So Francesca, I'm not sure everyone who has gotten a scholarship or who is applying for one knows that some of that money is taxable.
I think that in my reporting, I found that a lot of students were caught by surprise when they found out that their scholarships, a portion of their scholarships were taxable. A lot of the students I talked to, especially the ones who are first generation students or low income students, you know, the big hurdle that they faced was getting the scholarships in the first place. Many of them had full rides or some sort of equivalent. And they thought that the sort of struggle was over, you know, in terms of paying for college. And, you know, the FAFSA and that whole process can be sort of intimidating. So once you have the scholarships, you know, you feel like you're in the clear. And then it wasn't until for some of the students, it was once they had filed their income taxes that first year of college that they found out they weren't getting the refund they expected and were hoping for. They had a tax debt, and that was something that a lot of students expressed a lot of concern over. It was really destabilizing, and in some cases for the low-income students I spoke to, it was sort of devastating.
Now, students can lessen the tax burden based on what they use the money for?
Yeah, so starting in the 1980s, any scholarship funds that are used for tuition or textbooks or course-related fees, that's all tax-free. But since the 1986 Tax Reform Act, any amount of your scholarship that you use for what they call non-qualified expenses, like your dorm or any sort of housing or food or transportation, any of those funds that you use for those expenses can be taxable. And that's something that a lot of students weren't aware of because they thought that my dorm expenses are part of my educational expenses. You know, I wouldn't be able to attend college if I wasn't living here. And, you know, that came as a surprise to them. So that's how the taxation works. And there are some higher ed groups that see that as a bit contradictory and are trying to change the rule on that.
Okay, so that was my next question. Who's pushing for this rule to be suspended?
There are several higher education groups. The American Council on Education, which represents college presidents and is a trade organization, they sent a proposal last month to Congress actually asking for, you know, the lawmakers to consider suspending temporarily the tax on scholarships and financial aid as a part of any future relief efforts, you know, like the stimulus package that we saw earlier this year related to the pandemic. They see that obviously there has been a suspension on student loan payments, which is very helpful for students. And they think that, you know, it would be really helpful if students didn't have to pay the tax on their scholarships during the pandemic. But aside from just pandemic related efforts, this has been something that higher education groups have been pretty focused on in terms of looking for ways to change the legislation so that students like low-income students who are needing this aid the most aren't having to actually take on more debt in order to pay their taxes.
And being able to donate to charities and other tax-deducting actions have raised fairness questions.
Well, that was something that one of the people I spoke to at Scholarship America, another organization, the person I talked to there told me that he sees it as sort of contradictory. The people who make these charitable contributions, you know, to scholarships, they get a tax break. And yet the students who need every dollar of their scholarships, especially the ones who don't have parental support, you know, this is really the only funds that they have to, you know, make a living and pursue their education. They need every penny, and they're the ones who have to pay taxes on it. So he and others, you know, other folks in higher education groups found it to be contradictory and concerning, because clearly a lot of students, like the students I spoke to, are already struggling to make ends meet. And this just sort of exacerbates that struggle.
How much money does the government pull in from these taxes?
Well, the IRS says that roughly 700,000 taxpayers reported scholarships on their returns in 2017, and that brought in about $2.8 billion in tax revenue, and that's the most recent data they have.
And the IRS forms involved can make things pretty confusing.
The way the documentation works is that schools don't really have any way of knowing exactly what your tax debt will be if you're a student, because in addition to the university scholarships that they process, you may also have private scholarships that you get directly. So they also don't know, they know how much you paid them in tuition, but they don't know how much you spent on textbooks and things like that. So the burden is really on the student to, you know, gather all this documentation and figure out how much they owe in taxes related to their scholarships or their grants or other financial aid. And that can be very overwhelming, especially if you don't know that you're going to owe taxes in the first place. And then also realizing that it's not as cut and dry as, you know, getting a W-2 from your employer. You get this 1098-T form from your college, but that just tells you how much you paid in tuition and fees and other things. And then it tells you, you know, how much they processed in scholarships and grants. And then you have to sort of do all the math to figure out, okay, how much did I spend in food and lodging and other things, and then you have to figure it out yourself.
Wow, it's like you have to be a math major to follow all these numbers.
Yeah, and then imagine, you know, you're 18 or 19 and you just left the house for the first time, and it could be the first time that you're filing taxes, period, and it's a lot more complicated than students may expect.
And there's a calculator on our website that can help people figure out what they owe?
It's a really helpful tool that our graphics team did an amazing job on, and you can find it by going to wsj.com/graphics/scholarship-tax-calculator. And it's also linked in my story on wsj.com as well about the taxability of scholarships.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter Francesca Fontana. Francesca, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.